Good. You know, it's kind of weird because obviously Rio and, you know, Kazan before that, I was, you know, quite nervous and I don't know, what completely different environment to what it is now. You know, I'm ready for this environment, this is my home. I love to race in this kind of, you know, with the crowd and obviously such an amazing venue. But, you know, tomorrow I'm going to get myself up for it, you know, really good. So, you know, there, I was just going through the motions, getting out of 57.7. Wasn't getting myself up for it. My bloody jacket thing that they make you put on about fell off 3 times. So I was messing about with them trying to get that on. So, yeah, it was, I mean, I can improve so much for tomorrow and see what we get.
It looked a bit like you were slowing down as well, which seems absurd to say, 7.7, but were you slowing down deliberately in the last 5 metres?
Yeah, I probably could have got a little bit more, but you don't really want to empty the tank. You know, I was doing it, I was like, right, and probably, you know, I'm a little bit tired, but, you know, I could have stepped up again. There's always room to step up again, and that's what makes a 57.7 a 57.1. Whether we get that tomorrow, I don't know. Whether we get it, you know, 3 years of 56, you don't know. Well, that's the beauty of the sport, and we'll see what we get.
Your smile betrays some confidence.
Yeah, you know, it's a weird one because I feel so good down the first 50, but it's just a little bit different on the back 50 for me. Obviously, Rio was, you know, the Olympics is a different motive to this. You know, it's just kind of building it back up and seeing what we get. But yeah, it's yeah.
Can you explain the tattoo real quick?
Yeah, it's a lion, but
why?
Because it's a British lion, very patriotic. So, and obviously the numbers mean 2016, and so yeah, that meant a lot to me.
All right,
thanks,
thank you.
Appreciate it.
Thank you.